Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studio, the exclusive home of Patriots Monday and Friday with Bill Belichick and Julian Edelman. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. Radio.com sports station.
Great Bowie choice, Ken Laird.
Happy birthday to David Bowie, who is, of course, rest in peace, but would have been his birthday.
Today would have... How long has it been since David Bowie passed away?
I just looked it up. 2016. He died on January 10th.
So five years.
Yeah. I can't believe it's been that long.
Wow. How old would he have been? Was he old
47,
when he passed
he would have been... Oh my God, why can't I do math today? 74.
Wasn't he was married to an underwear model.
Iman, right?
Yes.
Married to Iman?
Mm-hmm. Iman.
Yes. Iman.
Iman. This is David. Hello, David.
So, good morning, everyone, and yeah, the whole team. So, guys,
Hi. So
before I tell you why you should root for Tom Brady, so, Greg, I got a question. When you came over from the old radio station, didn't a lot of the fans come over with you? Why is that? Because they're your fan, okay?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not about the WEI. So it's the same concept here. If you're a true Patriots fan, the Patriots are out of it, okay? If they're in it, but the Patriots are out of it. So a true Patriots fan will root for Tom Brady because guess what? Your Patriots, our Patriots, will not be the dynasty that they were if it hadn't been for Tom Brady. So therefore, yeah, you should kiss all seven rings because there will be seven rings after this.
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends on your perspective on the departure of Tom Brady, right? Mm-hmm. So if you think Tom was forced out, then you're going to root for Tom Brady. If you think Tom Brady hightailed it out of here for some kind of selfish reason, then you're probably not rooting for Tom Brady.
But you can't say that he wasn't forced out. The offer he was given was $15 million from Belichick.
Yeah, and I think
that's a slap in the face.
And that was wrong.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. It's been reported widely.
By who?
Christopher Gasper last year.
And Dale, I think Dale had a number like that too. Now I understand the frustration and disappointment for not bringing Brady back. But when it comes down to it, you are rooting for the team. You were rooting for this team long before Tom Brady got here, and you'll be rooting for this team long after Brady got here. And I understand what he did for this organization, and I understand the contributing factor that he has. But why am I going to watch him be successful and his team continue to move on when my team is over here and we're like, you know, we're lost and we're in tears? I'm not going to go and look at that. So if that's the case,
you're not going to watch?
So you just...
I'll watch, but I'm not going to...
You always root for the jersey, as you said earlier, not the name on the back.
Well, if that's the case, why not root? Why should I root for Brady? Why not root for the Tennessee Titans and Mike Vrabel? He played for the organization.
But people might be doing that. The truth is that when your team's out of it, You watch and you root for a team.
No, you don't root for another team. That's the problem with people today, man.
No, when you're watching a game.
No, it's about loyalty. It's about loyalty, man. Listen.
So when you watched the Super Bowl last year, you were rooting for both sides. Yay!
No. I'm not going to watch. Listen, you don't grow up.
I'm listening.
You don't grow up around here and watch and go, oh, you know what? The Canadians beat the Bruins. Let's go root for Montreal to win a Stanley Cup.
That's not what I
you
said.
The Yankees beat the Red Sox. That's all right. Let's root for them to beat the Dodgers.
I know it's hard, Wiggy. Follow along.
It's simple.
When you watch a game, Wiggy,
yes.
You have a rooting interest.
No, I don't. I enjoy the game.
You don't have a rooting interest when you watch a football game?
Not when it's not my team.
Curtis, here's a...
What? So you don't root against the Steelers?
No, if it's not my team playing against the Steelers...
You don't root against the Ravens?
I don't care who wins the Super Bowl this year.
Okay.
Then
you're alone there because everybody I watch a game with roots for one of the two teams.
And none of you are loyal.
Here's a text from a Maine listener. What's the frequency up there, Ken Laird?
WIGGI.
We have two, 96.9. Let me check.
Okay. Anyway.
95.9, 95.5.
Thank you to everybody
WIGI,
who listens.
WIGI, all talk.
Thank you to the listeners.
No listening.
Thank you to listeners in Saco and Ocean Park and elsewhere in Maine. Texter from Maine says that, hold on a second, I can't find the text. I will not root for Tom Brady because he stole the American public's money by taking a PPP loan.
That's one reason. That's his reason. Mayans is the loyalty to the team, man. That's
Mayans. The Mayans.
I am loyal to the Mayans. They have a great calendar.
I watch the Super
the
Bowl.
Ruins.
I watch sports because I'm a fan of sports. So, Curtis, I will watch the Super Bowl.
Offense.
I will have no vesting interest into who wins.
What about?
I like sportsmanship. I'm watching for the handshakes.
Here's a great question. Wiggy, what if your son is to make it to the NFL?
Yep.
I know you have high hopes for him. And he probably has a good chance because of your last name.
Well, that always helps.
Mm-hmm. Unlike, you know, Breece Hill, who's saddled with the name Hill. The kid could, otherwise he'd be playing D1.
Well, there's a lot of Hills in the NFL.
But anyway,
say Tyreek
what if your son were playing for another team? Would you root, and they were playing against the Patriots, who would you root for?
Listen, I was rooting for the Patriots when I played against them. I mean, come on, what kind of question is that? So, when you're a fan of a team, it's about the team.
Yeah.
That's it.
And by the way, Chris Gasper wrote a story in the Globe, March of 2020, citing Field Yates reporting the Patriots offered 2 years and $25 million, and Brady didn't respond.
I'm sorry, I was high. It's $12.5 million. That's a disaster. Ooh. Imagine that.
No. $25 million per year.
That's
basically the Brady contract. It's right here.
25 a year.
Did not happen.
I didn't know that.
Well, how do you know that?
Because
you're citing Gasper, who was reporting that.
I know for a fact.
He didn't respond? What kind of person doesn't respond to something like that? How about a thank you note or something?
Field Yates was actually also doing Belichick's dry cleaning at the time of that tweet.
I would imagine. I'm sure the guy has some kind of like nice embossed TB12 thank you cards.
Right.
He should have sent one of those over. Thank you for the offer.
Like an appreciated assignment.
Right.
But if we found out, right? So because I'm in the camp of Curtis, where I don't think Bill offered him the money that he wanted, the $25 million. Mm-hmm. But if we found out that's what he offered him. And we'll never know until, I guess, maybe there's whether it's from Bill or it's from Tom. If we find that out, now I'm like, I would be extremely disappointed because now it wasn't about the money. See, I thought it was about the money and the respect that they didn't want to pay you to that level.
Mm-hmm.
And
But you got the same deal that they offered in Tampa.
Right.
And you took off anyway.
And then I would be like, where's the loyalty, man? Yeah.
You think if the Patriots actually offered 2 years and $50 million, we'd be finding out about it now? That would have been emblazoned.
This was in March.
It would have been leaked everywhere that the Patriots offered him the exact same contract. It wouldn't be buried in a Gasper column with a tweet.
You're attacking Gasper, the same guy you just propped up.
Curtis is so ornery this morning, and your guy is in the playoffs.
Right. Well, just Wiggy's just being intentionally obtuse.
No. You're being the biggest hypocrite around. You're saying you're a Pats fan.
I'm not saying that.
Oh, so you're not a Pats fan?
No, I'm done with them. I'm a Brady fan.
You were never a Pats fan from day one. See, that's the problem. There was no.
He's fraudulent, Wiggy.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I grew up going to Pats games. I love the Pats.
You don't love the Pats. Stop saying you love them.
I said loved.
We need some kind of a Chris Curtis microaggression alert, and I think I have just the drop for it. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later.
Nice. All right. K Can we get to...
You can remove the 2 weeks later.
Can we get to the dumbest of the day?
You don't want the word of the day.
It's time for...
Oh, bleep.
The dumbest of the day.
It is currently... Jesus, Mary. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Good weekend.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right. We listened to nearly everything that happened yesterday in this country. And Curtis, we have determined that this was the dumbest of the day.
Sorry, mic on. This is a little bit insane. Mm-hmm. We go to Collier County, Florida, where Mustafa Woardy had called 911 three times early Wednesday morning from a McDonald's. Mm-hmm. He said that he had gotten his burger order wrong twice.
Okay.
When deputies arrived at the Mickey D's, employees said that he had been yelling and cursing at staff over his mistaken order, and they wanted him taken from the premises. Mm-hmm. He had some interesting comments when he called 911 about something being placed somewhere on his body.
Okay.
And we have some of his 911 call right here.
All right, I'm waiting for the 911. I called. This is my third time, and my phone is blocking. Can you send me the sheriff here next to the McDonald's? I think you got the GPS, sir.
What's blocking?
McDonald's.
I understand it's McDonald's. I'm asking you, what is the problem?
What is the problem?
Yes.
Somebody's cheating me.
Okay, yeah, this is like the third time you called. They're already on their way.
All right. You don't have to ask me. Why don't you send me to Sheriff? It's the Prince of Morocco.
Yep, it's all right.
Prince of Morocco.
Great. He's the Prince of Morocco?
All right. Well, I mean, weird place to have cocaine, but all right.
I mean, I feel like even in a pandemic, obviously, the Prince of Morocco has to save where he can. So that's why he's going to McDonald's.
I mean, he has a point. Two different orders screwed up by McDonald's. I mean,
gas prices are so low. So
did they ever determine whether he really was the Prince of Morocco or not? Or
I don't believe that checked out.
I think you can go online and can't you get the Prince moniker now for like $5.99?
Or you can buy it.
You can get the Lord and the Lady. Yeah, so that was a big advertisement. Yeah. Before Christmas.
Lord, lady, you could get a PhD.
Really? You could buy a title?
Yeah.
Yeah, online. Oh. Yeah, you get it. You can buy a PhD. I mean, you can buy a
Lord Greg Hill. No. Oye, oye.
Prince of the Seaport.
Right.
All right.
Grandfather.
We have to get to Ken and what is trending.
Today at 12:30, Michael Irvin joins Dale, Keefe, and Fitz. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Training now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up select varieties of freshetta pizza for only $2.98 each. Limit to when you activate the digital coupon. Offer valid through next Thursday, January the 14th. All right, Brady's ready to go. He was asked by his old buddy Karen Garigian, the Boston Herald, how the differences feel in Tampa preparing for a game as opposed to New England.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi, Karen. Long time no see.
I know. It's been a while. I miss you in New England.
I appreciate it.
I was just wondering, are you experiencing the usual butterflies heading into the postseason, or are the feelings any different being with a different team?
Yeah, I think over the year, you know, you just got to deal with different, you know, a lot of different things that have kind of have come up with, you know, me being in a different place. And today, for example, is 60 plus degrees at practice for a playoff game. So I haven't had too many of those.
There it is again, the weather shot. Right. This guy is obsessed.
A lot of things have come up, like me hating my new coach more than I hated my old coach.
Aww. Hey, who do the Pats have this weekend?
Right.
Oh, wait till they lose to Washington. He will turn on Arians like 5 minutes after the game. It'll be unbelievable. That'll be primetime Saturday night. Our coverage at all six games can be heard on Sports Radio WEEI this weekend. Our coverage brought to you in part by the Massachusetts Paid Family and Medical Leave Program. Nick Caserio's hiring in Houston has started off many Deshaun Watson rumors and stories. ESPN is reporting he offered input on GM candidates he wanted. The Texans did not consult those people, nor did they inform him about the Caserio hiring, so this is all why he's upset.
Yeah.
And then, as Wiggy said, Eric Bieniemy was a coach he wanted.
Right. Well, Wiggy is basically saying you give whatever they want.
I would ask if they want the Mike Ditka type of deal where I trade my whole draft for Deshaun Watson.
The entire draft.
The whole Ditka.
Yeah, the whole one. You want it?
The whole Dillard.
Ricky Williams.
You give him the whole Dillard.
That's it. I give him the whole Dillard from 20 feet away. Hey, you want this thing?
Another report from Houston, though, that McDaniels is not in the mix. So Josh McDaniels will not be the new head coach in Houston. The Bruins announced their new captain, Zdeno Chara, yesterday. They tried to pull a little prank with Marchand. What did I say?
It's Patrice Bergeron. Yeah, their new captain.
Okay, I'm rattled.
Are you all right? What's
it sounds like it.
It's been on there, Ken.
It's been a debacle of a last segment.
yes.
Let me just play the drop.
It's Bergeron. It's Patrice.
Yeah. There. I mean, Bergie absolutely should be the guy. The video was great. I don't know if you watched it or not, but Don Sweeney announced that Marsh was going to be the captain, and it was funny. But I mean, what was your question? You had a follow-up question or something about that?
I really didn't.
Okay.
Well, now he has the C, so that means he plays into his mid-40s. I mean, that's what the C means.
Could extend his life. 6 days away from the opener. Celtics-Wizards tonight at 7:30, and Kyrie is nowhere to be found in Brooklyn.
You know, what is with this guy? I mean, doesn't tell anybody that he's not going to play?
Personal issues.
Okay, but don't you inform your coach?
No, Tuca did.
I knew that was coming. I knew he was going to say
Tuca informed the president of the hockey franchise.
So do we know if
Kyrie Irving doesn't have enough respect for his teammates to call anybody and tell him that he's not going to show up for work.
He didn't even call the president?
He's insufferable. Thank God he's not here anymore.
He didn't call the president or the GM?
He didn't call anybody.
He just didn't show up.
No.
As far as we know right now.
I don't believe that. I'm not buying that. I am not. See, here's the media, like you said.
But wait, this could be social injustice issues, right? Don't you think he could have just decided I'm stepping away for a while?
He might have, but the fact that we're going to sit here and say he didn't reach out to anybody, everybody's looking around like, oh, y'all signed Kyrie? No, KD, I've been calling him all day. He's not picking up, man.
Well, Steve Nash said that he didn't hear from him.
Right, the coach.
The coach, yeah.
But maybe he told the GM. I don't know.
Why do you defend him? I really don't get it.
Unlikable. Listen, I know the guy could be a, what do you call him, a douche?
Uh-huh.
A douche?
a douche?
But
a
I'm douche? Not buying he didn't tell anybody.
But why are you rooting for him? He's not a Boston Celtic.
I'm not rooting for
sounds
him.
Sounds like you're defending
no,
him.
No, I'm not rooting for Brooklyn.
Sounds like it.
I'm not rooting for Brooklyn.
This is the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. Come on. One more.
Five to one, baby. One in five. No one here gets out alive now. You give yours, baby. I'll give mine.
The band that Ken Laird once said, by the way, which was a massive affront to the Eagles, was the greatest American rock band of all time.
God, the Eagles. That's embarrassing. They're not even in the top 10. Robbie Krieger's birthday today.
Is he still? I don't think he's still with us.
Oh, he's not?
Is he?
I think he is. He's been touring recently.
This is a complete jinx scenario right here. How old is he, Ken?
Look Robbie. That up. 75.
75.
Mm. I thought that was the Jay-Z song. That's why I was bobbing my head to it.
What Jay-Z song?
Jay-Z, Memphis Bleak, Beanie Siegel. Can't remember the name of the song. It might have been
Purple Rain.
Change the Game.
But did you just have the audacity to say that the Eagles are not a top 10 American rock band?
Well, that's how this argument started in the first place. Whatever
what are you,
it was,
the
a
dude?
Year and a half ago.
Well, the great obscure reference, Danielle.
Thank you.
The dude, he hates the Eagles.
That rug really tied the room together.
Loves the White Russians, but hates the Eagles.
Is this your homework, Donnie?
Yeah, there's a Jay-Z song that uses that same intro, same beat.
The riff.
And yeah, I thought
they call that a riff.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
Oh, the thank you, Stiz. What? My man.
Stiz Grimey?
What? The takeover.
Well, it's called the takeover.
Oh, man. And that, and when
no,
you
were, that was a takeover wig.
When you were playing,
it's not as good as two rolls.
But no.
Nothing is.
I got to give Stiz his credit on the music. When you were playing that intro, I was like, okay, I was waiting for Jay-Z to come on because he comes on.
Here
which,
is,
by the way, more evidence that the Doors of the American greatest rock
greatest
band in America.
American
sampled
rock
by Jay-Z.
Here's your pal, Ken, Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello,
all right.
Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everyone.
By the way, if you are watching the program, you will be able to see what Derek looks like. Many say that Derek looks absolutely nothing like his voice. So you could go to weei.com/watch or twitch.tv/Boston, WEEI, and check Derek out. What's up, Derek? How are you? Happy Friday.
Same to you, my friend. I mean, at least I got that going for me. I'm not as ugly as I sound. I'm glad to see Kenny's got his A game on a Friday. He's been throwing strikes all morning.
easy.
You know, Hilldog, you know, I've been waiting for this slow burn for years, as you know.
Yes.
And to just watch the cannibalization of the cockroaches that are the Patriots fans is just, there's nothing better. Uh-huh. And I've been saying it all year to people that I know. They don't even know how to watch a football game. It's a riot. They have no idea what they're watching now without Pretty. And it's just, I can't wait for Twitter all weekend for these butthurt Patriot fans and then the fanboy media members like your boy Matt Chatham, who will be all for Clemson all weekend and say, yeah, but this wasn't a real season. It was a COVID season. Like that had anything to do with anything. Right, Ken?
Can you brought that up the other day.
Affected the least. I'm sorry?
Can you believe that 30% of Patriots fans will not be rooting for Tom Brady tomorrow? Does that surprise you, Derek?
No, not at all. Listen, Hilldog, I remember when, you know, Disney down on Route 1 was actually just a glorified campground before that kid showed up. Okay, so now you have people like Tangway running around saying, we made Brady, he didn't make us. He was never one of us. I had to listen to that for 3 weeks while you were gone, Hilldog. Like,
it was 2 weeks.
Totally doesn't get it. You know, totally. 2.5. Who are you kidding?
Yeah. I
will say this going into this playoff. Can we please, and you know, Wiggy's been beating this drum about, like, you know, if Cam didn't get COVID. Yeah, Wiggs.
Yep.
But he didn't have a single symptom, kid. Okay? There's no excuses. There were no games missed. Every team, including Cleveland and Pittsburgh this very week, have been affected by this equally. So spare me the, this is like some sort of not like real season, which is a lot of what the former Patriot people that are in the media now.
Matt
like,
Light said
you know,
that.
Your boy Minko.
He missed the Kansas City game, though, Derek. He missed the Kansas City game. Then he missed some practices. And then when he came back, do we know that he didn't have symptoms?
Alvin Kamara's missed games. You name it. Go down the list.
Yeah, quarterback's different, though.
By the way, Wiggy.
Yeah?
The good old boys of the NFL, they're going to show you all how you sweep a positive test to a superstar under the rug. As soon as one of those pops over the next month, with the rug sweeping under, because ain't nobody gonna know.
I love how the Browns haven't practiced all week. They're playing the Steelers, and somehow the season's not tainted in Derek's eyes.
It's not. How is it tainted? It's been going on for 3 months, Ken.
The team hasn't practiced. They won't have their head coach on the sideline, but no big deal.
And they won't have their starting right guard as a Pro Bowl.
Ask every house mother out there. You know, now that I'm at home, it's more stressful. It's more work.
Oh, you are not making a lot of friends today, Derek.
Well, you know,
Danielle, I'm all set. My wife with her stupid Zoom setup, she's lucky I haven't destroyed that on her yet. Give me a break with these people.
You are something
You're
else.
You're not getting any work done. Don't kid yourself. Derek. Go Pats, Hilldog.
Thank you, Derek.
Do we know for sure that Derek the Steeler fan's wife is not mom from Weymouth?
Well,
his wife is beautiful, actually.
We will look at this season and the champion and go, all right, there's a little asterisk next to their win. I give them credit.
Cleveland is kind of getting screwed.
Yeah, of course. Of course,
I mean,
they are.
That, yes. If you're a fan of that team, you're pissed.
But Cleveland was born screwed. Like, they're used to it.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, from a head coach perspective, can he zoom in? Or
no, they won't even let him.
Could he be on the Jumbotron or
something? I mean, I don't know why they won't let, you know, just have somebody walk around with an iPad and just, you know, point him at the field, point him at the players, and, you know, he could talk to the you know, and be connected on a headset. They can't do that?
Yeah.
I mean, you could take a picture and send it to Saudi Arabia, but you can't get the guy to be on, on a headset.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is Mike from Florida. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year. Happy Friday.
Happy New Year.
So Wiggy, I kind of feel like you're being fraudulent because one minute you're talking about, I understand the difference in age, so we don't have to get into that. But one minute you're talking about Deshaun Watson and how he feels like he's got good years left in him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he wants something different. He wants a different opportunity. He wants to have pieces put around him. And he doesn't feel like his franchise is willing to do what he needs to do to continue his success or increase his success. But when Tom Brady's in the same situation last year, when his team was not able to or willing to put the pieces around him, because you've made it very clear that Cam Newton doesn't suck. It's because of the pieces that are around him, just like it was Brady last year, when the Patriots didn't want to do what Brady needed to do to go out on top, finish his career. Like you said, Brady would have sucked this year. The Patriots still probably wouldn't have made the playoffs because the Patriots weren't able to or willing to put pieces around Brady. Mm-hmm. So, of course, he's going to have to say, you know what? I want to go out on top, and I can't do it here in New England. I got to go somewhere else. So you can't have it both ways. If Deshaun Watson, it's okay for him to do it and say, I want out because I want a good opportunity. Why is it not okay for the greatest player that's ever played in the history of NFL?
But wait, that's
I never said that.
That's not the issue. Wiggy roots for, he said it earlier, and I give him credit. He roots for the team, for the jersey, not for the guy.
I mean, I wanted Brady.
How can you root for Tom Brady to be successful, but root against the team that he's playing with? If he's not successful, the team that he's with is not going to be successful. It's impossible.
Let me give you a timely and topical analogy. Marty Walsh,
yes,
is now going to be the Secretary of Labor in the Biden administration.
Yep.
Are you still going to root for the city of Boston?
Holy cow.
how about that guy, huh? Talk about curry and favor, setting up his clique in his camp.
What do you mean?
Doing some table hopping, isn't he?
Listen, right?
Every chance he got, he was trashing Trump, trying to curry favor with Biden. So, like, hey, I know
you think he had a little job that was dangled in front of him?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the federal government, because that's a topic you don't want to talk about.
Do you think maybe he overdid the reaction to the pandemic? Ken,
you think
in the weeks and months leading up to the election, so he could get himself a cabinet position?
I think his reaction to the pandemic got him a cabinet position, well earned.
Oh, you don't think
his approval rating in Boston is sky high?
You don't think it was his relations with the unions that got him the job as labor secretary?
Well, that helped.
You don't see Biden taking anybody from Florida, mayors from Florida, Texas. You know, he ain't jumping down to Tallahassee and going, hey, who's your mayor down here? I know you guys are wide open.
Do you think that Joe Biden's assistant came up to him and said, Boston calling?
He's like, hey, Joe, this is Marty.
Hey,
oh, I love that, Danielle. Excellent.
Here's a well-timed douche text.
Yes.
339.
Okay.
No political talk today, huh? I'm guessing it's not your choice. Oh, we're actually right in the middle of some political talk.
But it yesterday you complained we didn't talk about sports, so we can't win.
Now, Marty
text line in a nutshell.
Greg was censored. Yeah, the texture is correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, Marty was looking around the rest of the country and going, all right, what are other mayors doing in the city? How can I get in Biden's pocket? Oh, you know what? 17 weeks shut down again. No birthday parties, no house parties.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No trampoline parties.
You can't even walk by a restaurant. We're shutting that down. If there's a restaurant on that side of the street, you need to cross it, go to the other side.
The new normal, if you will.
Say, hey, Joe, it's Marty. You need a labor guy?
So do you think he exaggerated COVID so as to help when it came to the election and hurt the president?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah, he's doing the pocket. Because you think about it, right? Like I said, you look at other places, and, you know, if you were going at Trump, you don't think Biden looks at that and goes, okay, this guy was on my side from day one. And
this
look
is
what,
unbelievable.
Look what he did.
Your assault on the mayor. He exaggerated COVID. Is Alex Jones hosting today?
You know, maybe he was a little too tight with his restrictions. Can I say that? You know, I know I was supposed to be home at 11. I know it's 11:30, but really, you're going to punish me for the week?
Rather than I was here before the streetlights came on.
You know what I'm saying, Danielle? Rather than like, all right, I'll punish you for a day.
Right.
You know, Marty was like, you know, let me, I got to get Joe. Watch this.
So has he already left? I mean, is he going to wrap everything up here? Is he going to meet with any business owners who've lost their businesses before he leaves, or what? How does that work?
Was good news, Wiggy, we have a black mayor coming.
Yeah, I saw that. He put the IG up like Brady said, hey, I love you, Boston.
Peace.
Right. Peace so out. If you're a Marty fan, now you got to go root for, what is he doing? Is he like the labor, head of labor?
Yeah, labor secretary.
Secretary of labor.
So now he'll do nothing and he'll make double the money he's making here.
I don't know what that gig pays.
$200,000.
Is it 200 grand?
Yep.
Do they get a Spilka stipend?
No. Probably. And one thing that's going to be a real issue for Marty is every third word he said was city of Boston.
In the city of Boston.
I don't know what he's going to do in D.C.
It's going to be something with labor, whatever the position.
Here in the city of Boston.
He's going to be a doula.
You think he'll come on the show one more time before he departs?
No.
Well, not after this segment.
So. I honestly think this show got him out of town.
He was like, Joe, you didn't have me on the Greg Hill show? Yeah, I put those restrictions in, Joe.
Hello, Jerry.
Joe said, what's a radio?
Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Wiggy.
Yo.
Not just Boston, but, well, I thank, the only thing I thank Biden for is to get rid of our governor, but she killed Rhode Island. So they're both going to Washington.
Oh, yeah. Gina got a job as well.
She did. Commerce secretary, right?
It's like the Dave Chappelle, Rick James skit. Marty came into the house. He put his dirty shoes all over Boston.
Oh, my God.
Shut it down and then chucked the deuce.
Sununu stuck in New Hampshire. Suck it, Sununu.
Hey, Ken, is that a diversity hire by Joe Biden?
For Marty.
Marty Walsh.
No, that will be an issue. A lot of white members on that cabinet.
God, an asshole is part of diversity.
Alcoholics, we're a minority.
I can't wait for the, you know, once everything gets going and we have to get the first national news-based statement from Marty during a press conference and everyone gets exposed to just the deep asshole. I love it.
Well, they hired him because it was okay for 400 guys to be on a construction site the whole time during the pandemic, but a restaurant with 20 people. People couldn't stay
Can't
open.
Do it.
Joe, did you see what I did, Joe? I just enacted this new restriction. No walking by restaurants, but I added 6,000 union workers for one site. I know they're only doing a high school gymnasium.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Here at the Department of Labor.
And they don't even have to wear masks.
The library.
I know they got masks in their lunch boxes and in every pocket, but they don't have to wear them. They're on the job site. Can't get corona on the job site.
The essential construction must continue.
Yes.
We're going to call OSHA.
Right.
Yeah. The bike lanes.
I know it's taken them 40 years to fix the Tobin. Don't worry about it. It'll be done, Joe.
Oh, good. You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Good point, Craig. His first official visit's definitely to Copenhagen.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean... See you later.
I was in Copenhagen a couple weeks ago.
Can you give me another example of somebody who literally burned down a city and then took off for Washington afterwards? Wasn't it like Sherman or something? Didn't Sherman do that to Atlanta?
I'd have to say.
he's gonna be leaving town. It's going to be like Will Smith and I Am Legend. Like, you know, there's going to be... There's like plants growing up from the middle of the expressway.
The only reason he accepted the job is because all of his favorite restaurants are closed.
It's like Genghis Khan pillaging villages. That's going to take it over.
He's going to like wave on the way out.
Right, his horses is riding. And the city's blowing. He's in slow motion. Why is Marty in slow motion for some reason?
He's headed to Washington. Mayor Walsh goes to Washington.
Oh, there's a children's book for you.
He's going to be like, good luck.
Right.
That's what he's going to say on the way out. Good luck.
He's going to see Joe.
Good luck with the recovery.
All right. It's kept everyone whole.
Yeah.
And you need more bike lanes in Washington.
We got to get to the news. We'll do that next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for the news.
You're making things up now. There's no tax increase right now. You just made something up.
With your host.
Here is Hilaria Baldwin.
It's Hilaria, actually.
Oh, Hilaria. Hi.
Danielle Murr.
Wowgirls.com.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
The Big D.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Danielle, I love you.
Two Northeast Men's Health locations you can visit. One in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. Several texters shocked, Danielle.
Yes.
That you have yet to mention, a couple hours into the program, the biggest and saddest news story of the day, by the way.
What's that?
The Kowloon.
Oh, no. So here's the thing. This rumor has been floating around for a while that the Kowloon was going to close, and the Wongs actually issued a statement about this. So they met with the planning board in Saugus, and I think the intention is to be able to sell or close eventually. They've been in business for over 70 years at this point. But, you know, as you know, if you've ever had to deal with any kind of business thing with a municipality, it's a very long process. So what they're doing is looking to make the property mixed use. So because right now it's just zoned for, you know, whatever restaurant or however okay. It is. So they want to start that process, which is probably going to take a few years. So I think you're still going to be able to get your Saugus wings in Mai Tai.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say
for that a while would, yet.
If you and Wiggy could not get the Saugus wings,
man,
then
that's hot.
That would the sports media would go hungry.
They would. It's very true.
Yes,
okay. I almost wore a Kowloon sweatshirt today.
Right. Thank you to the Wongs, man.
Yeah, wonderful people. Good morning to Andy. So in the wake of everything that happened at the Capitol 2 days ago, we now know that the death toll has risen to 5 after it was confirmed that a Capitol police officer has passed away. Mm. Capitol Police did say in a statement that Officer Brian Sicknick died about 9:30 yesterday morning. I guess he had gotten into some physical stuff with a couple protesters trying to hold people back. He sustained some injuries. He returned to his division office, reportedly collapsed, was taken to a local hospital and subsequently succumbed to his injuries. He had been with the Capitol Police since July of 2008.
Wow. What do you make of the reports that the Capitol Police were intentionally underpowered because of the optics?
There's a lot of information that has come out over the last 24 hours with regard to that and everything else. It's okay, really, but, and there's a lot to absorb. But, and it's interesting to think that would happen.
Well, it's really not a stretch. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about, defunding the police mm-hmm. and about how, you know, we've got these jackbooted thugs and they have their big weapons and everything. So they were concerned about, if you believe these reports, mm-hmm. they were concerned about the optics of having too many Capitol Police officers around.
At the rally?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And, where is this report?
Yeah,
you're blaming defund the police for the lack of
Capitol? I'm not blaming it. I didn't issue the report.
They're saying the same thing about the Guard, too, where they had focused on a very narrow mission for the National Guard, and they didn't want anybody armed when it came their presence there.
I mean, because the complaints would be, look at this massive police presence.
It's a militia.
Whose report is this? Betsy DeVos who bailed on the organization.
I read three different reports. I'm sure, you know what? Google it, as LB used to say.
Well, you're reporting it, so.
Okay, I'll look it up. Go ahead.
It's Clay Travis.
What else, Danielle, while I'm looking this up for Ken, who doesn't know how to use the internet?
Well, President Trump yesterday acknowledged President-elect Joe Biden's victory, and he talked here about the transition of power.
Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. This moment calls for healing and reconciliation.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't he have did that, the day before yesterday? At the rally, then I think 5 people would be alive.
How do you feel about the Daily Mail as a source, Ken?
Well, they don't. It's their own report?
Yes.
Well, I have a report from Reuters. Does that work for you? Then they quoted a senior administration official who said there was concern about having too much of a militarized presence mm-hmm. in the area. They said I guess they had,
that's
the
called
Defense
the
Department
chickens,
had offered,
that's called the chickens coming home to roost, Ken.
No, no, that's called blaming the left for an unbelievable insurrection act by the president.
All right.
Let me see if it's on Black Sports Online.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
What does Deshaun Watson think about it?
He put it on Instagram. Now, President-elect Joe Biden did speak out about what happened at the Capitol. He, of course, like the rest of the country, very angry about what happened. And he spoke about the rioters, called them domestic terrorists.
Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionist, domestic terrorists. It's that basic. It's that simple.
When will the healing of this country begin, Ken? When are we going? Who's going to take the first step in healing the country? Is it the next president or?
I mean, that's a start to me.
That's a start.
Depends who you ask.
Oh, that's a start. Okay.
January 20th, we can call in there.
Okay.
There it is. Now, also very angry, of course, about what happened at the Capitol is our Governor Charlie Baker.
Oh, we got some angry Charlie?
Yes, very angry Charlie.
After he stoked the flames of outrage for weeks leading up to the events of yesterday, he refused to adequately prepare the U.S. Capitol for the possibility of violence and left it nearly defenseless. His remarks during and after the travesty of the attack on the Capitol were disgraceful. During the violence that sometimes accompanied peaceful protests concerning police brutality last summer, the president was the first to call out local and state officials for not doing enough to protect their residents and demanded that every agitator be arrested and prosecuted. And yesterday, he thanked the mob for their support. The whole thing makes me sick.
There's your new Secretary of Education, Ken.
Whatever he said, I don't really care. But this state is in a massive crisis right now.
Yes, it is.
And it sounds like he's living in this like utopian world where he has time to comment on the president's behavior. Like, fix the effing state. Be half as outraged about the businesses you've shuttered as you are about the president and his team. Like,
imagine if he was as pissed off about the 6.7% pay raise that the legislature voted for themselves.
I mean, surprised he get a text message from somebody, and then he could have told us a story.
I mean, he sounds like a freaking robot. Who cares about that right now?
But I do ask the question of why there wasn't enough security there. You know, like, why wasn't that beefed up? Knowing that, you know, it's just, you know, because you should be prepared anyways, regardless.
I think you're right about that. I think that they should have had more. And maybe Ken is right. Maybe they're just coming up with excuses, or maybe they were concerned about the optics. I don't know.
Or maybe they didn't feel like those people that
were... There hadn't been a lot of violence at other Trump type events. But they obviously they made a huge mistake. There should have been more there. All right, what else, Danielle?
Well, the polar vortex chat is back, and it may have an interesting impact on the weather here in New England. Now, the polar vortex is beginning to split. And what that typically means...
To split.
And it means that usually what we would get is, in northern climates, you get warmer than average temperatures, and in southern climates, you get colder than average temperatures. New England, however, tends to be right on the line when it comes to this, so we can kind of go either way. But they're saying that February is going to be super cold, and we're likely going to see many snow incidents. This is Dr. Judah Cohen, who is a seasonal forecaster for AER.
I expect a more active pattern going forward. I think there's a good chance, let's say, February will be the coldest month of the winter relative to normal. I think there'll be multiple chances for snow.
What we need.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Just what we need.
I mean, everything that's going on right now, we're supposed to start 2021 off on a good foot. Now you're going to tell us that February is going to be freezing with, 45,000 feet of snow? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the llama that was found randomly in Newburyport?
A llama?
Is anyone missing a llama?
A llama.
Yeah, I don't know if it was going to the dentist, if you remember that throwback to the 80s Sesame Street skit. But somebody was driving, I think, down 95 in Newburyport and saw a llama lying down in a field. They've identified it as a male llama, and they believe it is definitely someone's pet, but no one has stepped forward to claim the llama yet. I don't know if the person knows their llama is missing. But they would like anyone who knows about a missing llama to contact Newburyport or West Newbury Police. Kayla Provencher is the ACO in Newburyport.
We scanned the llama for a microchip. You know, we've
contacted a lot of other farmers in the area, too, that may know of this lone llama.
You should adopt you should adopt that sucker, Danielle. It's right up your alley.
I don't really have the space for a llama.
Aren't they pretty big?
I think it's called a llama.
Wasn't that what Ernie had, Greg? Did he have a llama?
Yeah, well, his father. They had the llama, and then they had Chico, the donkey.
What's the purpose of a llama? Is it just for a pet? I mean, because you said
fur. They farm them for the, and probably the meat. It tastes just like chicken.
Have you had llama stew lately?
Everything tastes like chicken. You notice
that? Popeye's has a new llama sandwich coming for you, Wiggy.
And I said, hey, llama, how about a little something, you know, for the effort?
Speaking of dentists, by the way, I saw dentists are pissed that they haven't got the vaccine yet.
Well, they are doctors.
I don't blame them. They're all up in people's orifices. Right.
Yeah.
I don't blame them at all.
Yeah, the dentists are enraged.
Yeah.
Some of the halitosis, they should need more than vaccine shots.
Seriously. My goodness. Metro Police in Washington, D.C. are asking for the public's help to identify more than 24 persons of interest from the clash at the Capitol. They did release several images of individuals yesterday. Police are also looking at hotels and businesses in the area, trying to figure out if they can locate these people. They are offering rewards of up to $1,000 to anyone who provides info that leads to an arrest and the indictment of the people involved. They say more than 50 arrests were made on Wednesday, but they're still looking into more incidents at this time. Now, my friend Hilaria Baldwin, some news about her. Not a good day for her. Oh. Hilaria is losing a lot of her brand sponsorships because of this whole fracas with the I'm Spanish, I'm not Spanish.
How will she and Alec Baldwin pay the bills?
Yeah. He's going to have to do Saturday Night Live.
He will.
Every Saturday.
He's going to have to go back to 30 Rock. But she lost her American Girl endorsement. She lost an endorsement from Cutie's Baby. I mean, the American Girl one is big. Fisher-Price has yet to comment on the scandal. Bissell, the vacuum brand, also has yet to comment. They're still working with her, but I think you're going to see a lot of brands bailing on endorsements with her. Yeah. It's not a good look.
How did she get American Girl in the first place?
I know, it's big.
Because they thought she was Spanish. That's how she got it.
Right, but wouldn't that be like Latin Girl?
Can't she pick up like Boston Market or something like that, or something local, Sullivan Tire or something like that? Right?
I am Hilaria Baldwin for Sullivan Tire. 128 is a parking lot.
Does she continue to use her Spanish accent? That's the question.
Right.
Now that we all know.
All right, anything else?
Lordy. I don't know if you saw this. Almost Dead Terrorist number 2 suing the federal government for $250,000.
For what?
Let's see. Disturbing and unprofessional treatment at Supermax in Colorado. He reportedly says that he's been not given credit for the enrichment activities he's been doing. And he said that
the guy blew up the freaking marathon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he's allowed to sue Supermax?
Right. The fact that he's getting 3 showers a week, a hat, and a do-rag.
It's pretty good. He shouldn't be getting anything.
He should be getting 1 shower a year.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
So now
the lawsuit states that the harsh treatment has made his life inside the prison so anxious that it is contributing to mental and physical decline.
Oh, he has anxiety.
Curtis, put up a poll about how many people care.
He's suffering from anxiety.
Oh, come on, Danielle. You know there's going to be those people, those woke fishermen fisherwomen are going to be like, you cannot treat a human being like that.
It's 8 years since the bombings. Like, why is he alive?
You answered your own question. It's America.
Because it takes a million years a lot of money to put somebody to death.
Yep.
All right. Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
We will be right back.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.